This is attorney David Famininio. The best way to protect ourselves from an accident is to be informed. That's why we started David's Driving Edge, to provide tips and resources to keep us all safe on the road. Go to getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge for more information.
So ESPN put a list together here all the way from rebuilding teams. They put them in tiers, from rebuilding teams all the way to contenders. So I want to know if you agree with each team in each category. So I'll put the rebuilding teams together. I don't think you would disagree with any of them. It would be the New York Jets, New England Patriots, Giants, Titans, and Panthers.
Yeah.
A lot of bad football teams there.
Who comes out of it first from that group is my question. Panthers, Titans, Giants, Patriots, Jets.
You know, I'm going to go out on a limb here, Stoney. And maybe it's recency bias, but I think Canales finally reached Bryce Young. Mm. And I think that maybe you see the Panthers. Bryce Young wasn't the waste of quarterback we all thought he was. And he was no C.J. Stroud, and it was just like, oh, because all of a sudden it just seemed like every game he got shorter and shorter, and we were like, this guy can't play. And then at the end of the season, the tide turned. I'm going to go with the Carolina Panthers.
That's a good one, especially since they play in a weak division.
Yes.
I'm going to go with the New England Patriots because I believe that Drake May is going to be pretty damn good. And the other reason is I think Mike Vrabel's a great coach. So that's who I'm going to go with.
The new coach, new direction tier, just two teams, Jags and the Saints. Which new coach works? The Saints coach or the Jags? Or maybe it doesn't matter in Jacksonville because it's just the structure is just so weird.
Go ahead, Stoney. I'll let you go first.
Well, let's see. So the Jags with Liam Cohen, Mr. Duval, he's got Trevor Lawrence. Is Trevor Lawrence ever going to be who we think he was going to be? They got a really good receiver. In Thomas, the Saints, who's their quarterback? Is Derek Carr coming back? Kellen Moore's got a really good offensive brain.
Negative $71.5 million in salary cap space.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Jags because, once again, crappy division.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Jags as well. Just to summarize it, they have a quarterback and
the Saints think they have a quarterback.
You know what, Stoney? Even a half-eaten sandwich is better than nothing.
That's true.
So they have a quarterback. The Saints don't.
So this category is called the This Could Go Either Way. Three teams. Cardinals, Bears, Dolphins.
For this coming season?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say it's the Dolphins. Because if they don't do anything this year, McDaniel's gone, that whole thing is done, Tyreek Hill will go end up somewhere else, and Tua, who knows what the deal is with him, I'm going to say it's the Miami Dolphins, despite the fact that they got the top grade, I think, in the NFLPA poll about teams, how they treat their players and everything.
I want to go with the Cardinals. Because I look at Kyler, and I think he finally realized that Marvin Harrison Jr. was actually on his team. And he's starting to throw the ball. For the first five games, he literally got up to like, why do you think I need to throw him the ball? Because he's good?
Yeah.
You want to win? Are you serious? I'm going to go to Bears. Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson, I think, are going to go together like peanut butter and jelly. I think they're going to get things done. And yeah, I think that you finally have a coach, Stoney, who can get the best out of this team instead of a coach that just – it was fighting for his job. The Bears last year reminded me of the last year of the Quintricia. They were more concerned about keeping their job than building a team. When you saw the meltdown here on Thanksgiving Day, I knew you got to fire this man.
I know.
You can't let him give – even though it's a 35-minute flight – you can't get on this flight. We got you a first-class ticket somewhere else. You can't ride a team plane. I'm going with the Bears.
The next category is stuck in QB purgatory. I'm going to give you the two teams. which team gets a QB first? Cleveland Browns, Las Vegas Raiders. And I mean, when I say a QB first, I don't mean like, oh, they may get Stafford. I mean, it works out to where they're a winning team now.
I'm going to go Raiders. New management. You got Brock Bowers. So you have pieces there that I think it's almost attractive to a quarterback to go play there. And let's face it, you're in Las Vegas. You're in a dome. Cleveland, you got a great defense. But
that's a great point.
I mean, you want to play out in Cleveland and, you know, you're known for constantly doing dumb things. Like, I just don't understand how the two teams in Ohio, professional teams, just don't seem to get it. They don't understand football.
And they're going to have to, both teams are actually going to, I assume, draft a quarterback, you know, if they're both there.
I think if a quarterback is there for, I don't think Cleveland may not. They got the second pick, and they may pass. If a quarterback is there for the Raiders, I think they'll take, especially if it's Shedeur Sanders, right. I think it's perfect for them.
Well, who would Cleveland's quarterback be? Would they go get Sam Darnold for a year or two? Or
I think that Cleveland probably would go and get a free agent quarterback and hoping to maybe get an Arch Manning or somebody next year. So let's just kind of write this year off. I mean, they've been writing off a lot of years.
Oh, I know.
But I think they're looking at it as, well,
just play chess and make moves for next year.
Right. We're going basically, this year they have to massage the season.
So
see what I did there?
I'm going to move on to the next category here. And
how many more years does he have on this contract, speaking of the massage guy?
Two.
Okay.
I thought he had. Okay.
I could be wrong. So let's get to the next category here. Stuck in the middle, but a move or two away. Just do you agree that they're a move or two away? Atlanta Falcons.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dallas Cowboys.
No.
No.
Atlanta's had all the pieces, no coach.
Unless one of the moves for the Cowboys is selling the team, but it's not.
Got you.
Right. The Dallas Cowboys have way too many. I would actually put them in the category below this one.
Indianapolis Colts.
No.
No, they have too many things. I even heard a story I was going to mention to you that maybe the Steelers should go after Anthony Richardson.
No, thank you. San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, they're about a move away. They got to figure out O-line. They got to get replace some older players. So, yeah, they're about a move away.
We can't get Richardson because if he taps out, Cam Hayward will kill him. And I mean that.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the actual categories that matter here, okay? Contenders. I want to know.
Wait, the Niners aren't in contenders? They had one bad year?
Correct. They're not. They're one move away. But one or two.
David, they had a bunch of injuries.
They're one. Stop it. Stop it.
And you know, if all those guys weren't injured, they would be winning.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. All right. Let's get to here. Okay. Teetering contenders. Let me know if you agree with this.
They couldn't make. Okay.
Bengals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing with the Bengals, it depends who they re-sign.
Correct. So that's what I'm saying. Teetering, the Steelers, they could go the other way.
So the Steelers. The Bengals should be more than one. Bengals should actually be one move away.
Like okay, last. I'm crying foul. Swap the Steelers with the Niners.
I agree with you.
You guys are a move away. A quarterback away, yes.
Well, we're teetering because if we get the right quarterback.
You're not teetering. You're a move away.
No, if we get the right quarterback, we teeter to the right contender category. Next, Houston Texans.
I think
they're teetering teetering in a good way. Yeah.
They had a bunch of injuries. Their wide receivers pretty much died out on the field.
Yeah.
See, this is the next category that I think the Texans should have been in, which is need a postseason breakthrough. And it's just the Packers and the Vikings.
Well, the problem is the Texans always play on Saturday, you know, a game that you don't want.
It never fails.
No. Well, they did win one the year before.
They did. So the Packers and Vikings, they both need a postseason breakthrough. You would agree.
Yes.
All right, let's get to the on the cusp, which is right under the serious contenders. You got the Ravens, the Bills, and the Lions.
They're on the cusp. They're all on the cusp. They are. I mean, the Bills are on the cusp if they don't have to play the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. The Lions are on the cusp if their quarterback doesn't, you know, turn the ball over in a playoff game and if they can get healthy. And who's the third team? Oh, the Ravens.
Again, with the Chiefs. They got
The Ravens are on the cusp if Lamar Jackson can pretend at the playoffs of the regular season.
Call me a hater. I may move the Lions back because you got a brand new staff. I know Campbell sticks around.
But the category under this was need a postseason breakthrough. They've already broken through.
Yeah, they did.
So then the final last year. Yeah, the final category is still major contenders, which is only two teams. It is the Chiefs and the Eagles. Are they the only two contenders?
No, major contenders. No, I think the Bills are still a contender, a major contender. I think so is Baltimore. And I think the Lions still are a major contender.
And I think, you know, if somebody knocks out the Chiefs, and I know that's a big if, but then that's when the Bills or the Ravens would just step up and just be like, okay, finally.
By the way, there was a team that I didn't hear even being mentioned.
I did skip a couple to get to the contenders.
Okay, because the Chargers, they are a team.
Yeah, the Chargers are in a category that they call headed on the right track, which is Seahawks. Broncos, Chargers, Rams, Bucks, Seahawks, Commanders. I skipped it because I wanted to get to contenders.
See, I don't think the Seahawks are trending in the good direction because Geno Smith's still their quarterback.
Well, yeah, Metcalf just seems like he wants out every day.
Yeah.
Now, that's going to be a blockbuster trade. If somebody can convince Seattle to trade him there and he goes to one of these struggling.
Say he goes to the Chargers, I would say they move up to the contender on the cusp, maybe, category.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying if he goes to a team that, I mean, imagine. Well, I doubt if they trade him in division, but he goes to the Rams, likes to throw the ball. He goes to Denver, like places where they like to throw, he'd flourish.
Absolutely. Yes, he would. I agree.
And that is Football Today.